Witnessing a UFO sighting. I saw an article the other day and it said the US military had reported at least 25 encounters with an unidentified flying aircraft since 2014. I think the key here is the word reported. If it would have said the US military has seen instead of reported, we would get a much clearer picture. The problem is the US military has probably seen thousands of UFOs since 2014. One has to remember a lot of UFO sightings are not over the land. The only ones who might see these types of sightings are sailors. I'd love to know the actual number of UFO sightings which the military have seen since Roswell. I think it would be so many that some people would be scared right out of their socks. I would also like to know how many times UFOs have interfered with our military. I know it has been reported a couple of times, but I have a hunch it was far more than that. I would also like to know how many UFO sightings there were which were made by the Russian military. You might say, why do you care about the Russians? I only care because the Russian military were ordered to look out for UFOs as part of their duty and report all sightings, and this went on for many years. The entire Russian military was put on UFO watch, so there had to be a lot of sightings reported. Why would the Russian government be that interested in UFOs? I would have to say it was for the same reason we secretly were interested in them also. It may have been to seize upon some of the technology, or it could even have been to make first contact. Maybe someday a document will come out of Russia explaining some or all of the reasons. We know about the era of modern UFO sightings, but the era of ancient ones is just as fascinating. I guess one of the reasons is we are more likely to accept the fact extraterrestrials might exist than our ancestors were. Anything they didn't understand, they credited a god with. That's why so many UFO investigators believe that some of the gods the world worshipped throughout history were aliens. Just about anybody today, if they were capable of going into the past, would look like a god to ancient people. Think of this: you go back 2,000 years into history and then you whip out your cell phone. What do you think the reaction would be by our ancestors? Any electronic device you might have on you would be considered from the gods or magic. There is just too big a stretch between people 2,000 years ago and even later with what our technology is today. I know I've told the story before, I also know some people refuted it, but it does appear in historical records, so I would like to talk about it again. It has been said Alexander the Great was on a battlefield and ready to attack when he saw several flying shields in the sky. Supposedly they flew down close to his troops and scattered them. It's quite a story, and if it's true, one can only imagine how scared those troops must have been. Not only would they have seen an extraterrestrial craft, but no humans were capable of flight, which even scared them more. There are some things which just cannot be explained, and one of those things is the carving at the Egyptian temple at Abydos. The carving is said to date back to at least Ramesses II. No one has been able to explain how the figures which are on a plaque from thousands of years ago can show a UFO, helicopter, what looks like a speedboat and an airplane. So far, nobody has ever been able to explain to me how something thousands of years old can show modern technology. The temple was discovered in 1848, and at the time the plaque depicting modern machines was in place. Even in 1848 nobody would have known about some of the machines depicted. This mystery may never be answered, but some say they figured it out. They claim time travelers went back thousands of years and carved the images. That certainly is a way out statement, but so is the fact the plaque exists. The other day something happened which I attribute to nature, but some believe it happened because a UFO caused it. I'm talking about a bolt of lightning which stretched over 700 kilometers, which in miles is about 560 miles. The bolt was so long it stretched from Argentina to Brazil and became the longest lightning bolt on record. Since we have never recorded a lightning bolt this long, some believe it could have been created artificially because it would make an incredible weapon. This sort of reminds me of the invention by Nikola Tesla. He had begged the US military not to develop a nuclear weapon and said he had something better, and the device could send electrical energy into any part of the world. This energy was said to be so powerful it could kill those in the area it hit. Maybe this bolt of lightning was caused by a world power testing out Tesla's invention. A UFO was spotted in a very strange place. It was in the middle of the northern lights and slightly above them. One would have to wonder why an advanced civilization would be examining something as basic as our northern lights. It does seem almost everything is of interest to UFOs. It isn't only the planet Earth they seem to be interested in, it is also our star and at least some of the planets in orbit around it. UFOs have been seen flying across the planet Mars, Venus, and just flying through space in general. It's kind of hard to cover something like this up, and there is only two ways we can really look at it. The first way would be it is our technology and we are more advanced than people suspect. The second way to look at it is extraterrestrials are visiting the Earth. Most of the times a UFO is seen, it turns out to be something other than a spaceship from some other world. Probably false identification of objects is the main cause for many UFO reports, but not for all. It is that small percentage of unidentified flying objects which has interested the human race for quite a while. Maybe someday we will find out what is really going on.